Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryan, and today is June 14th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode of The Lone Ranger, or should I say episodes as usual, the first one is titled The Crawford Sisters, and it originally aired July 18th, 1938. The second one is The Town with No Guns, and it originally aired July 20th, 1938. Hope you guys enjoy.
Horse of the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his great horse, Silver, and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains fought crime and criminals throughout the western United States. No man did more to bring law and order to a lawless frontier. Now return with us to those thrilling days of the early West, when adventure lay at the end of every trail. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the far square range! Trouble's waiting there for us! I'll sail away!
Two sisters, the Crawford girls, had a long, hard trip from Louisiana into the West. Molly, the older of the two, was rather dignified and stately, while the younger Betty was full of life and thrilled with the great new country into which they were traveling. As our first scene opens, we find the sisters on the last day of their journey. There's only one other passenger in the stagecoach with them, a man who pays no apparent attention to their lively talk.
Oh, Molly, isn't it wonderful?
I suppose it is, Betty. But I'm scared half to death something will happen.
Billy, there's nothing to be afraid of.
But the Indians and wild animals and everything. We're traveling alone.
Oh, I think you're just trying to frighten me, Molly. Why, it isn't like it used to be 5 years ago out here. And it's nothing like it was when Uncle Dan came out here 10 years ago, just after the war.
But it still isn't civilized.
It is, too. In his last letter, Uncle Dan said there were regular cities out here, with law courts and everything.
Well, if some of the places we passed through are what Uncle Dan meant by cities, and I don't think much of them. That last one wasn't more than a crossroad with two stores and a dozen cafes.
You're just prejudiced because that tall, good-looking cowboy we met talked more to me than he did to you.
Betty Crawford, you're just impossible. What's more, I don't think it was wise of you to talk to him as you did when you never met him.
Oh, Molly.
You actually invited him to come to Bar Square Ranch and see you.
Of course I did. We'll be pretty lonesome there if it's at all like what Uncle Dan said.
You'll be busy enough on the ranch without having a lot of worthless cowboys hanging around.
Pardon, senorita.
Oh.
I have not spoken before. Until now, I do not hear you mention the Bar Square.
Yes, that's our ranch. We are going there now.
So? It's a very fine ranch, you. You are fortunate.
Better to be still. Oh, hush up, Molly. I talk if I want to.
You will ride the stage to within 5 miles of the ranch, you see?
That's what we were told to do. There are going to be horses there to meet us.
The Senor Daniel Crawford. He's related to you?
He's our uncle. He wrote to us and asked us to come out and live on the ranch after Mother died.
You have not heard from him since then?
No. Why?
He has died.
Uncle Dan, please?
Si, senorita.
How do you know?
I know this part of the country very well. Permit me. I'm the Senor Pablo Venaro. I have great ranchos in this country.
But Uncle Dan...
He was shot.
Shot?
Life is most uncertain in this part of the country. I'm very sorry to have to be the one to tell this thing to you.
Then, Molly, we'll have to take hold of things right away, won't we?
I don't know. Perhaps Mr. Venata can tell us what's happened to the ranch since Uncle Dan died.
That is much has happened. It is too bad, but there was some trouble about the cattle.
What kind?
Some of it wore brands that were not of the Bar Square. I do not say that the Senor Crawford stole the cattle, but he was most fortunate in having many strange cattle come by accident into his herd.
Don't you dare say my uncle was a cattle thief.
Oh, I say no such thing, senorita.
Who's running the ranch now?
The foreman, his helper, I do not know. But I, too, am on my way to town on business that concerned the Bar Square.
You are? What is this business, Mr. Bernardo?
It is to investigate the legal claims I may have against the Bar Square. It is quite possible that I may call on you at a later day. See?
We are not going to have any visitors, Mr. Bernardo. Thanks, just the same.
While the two girls and Pablo Venado continued their journey, the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, were carrying out an investigation of their own. We see them now in the Bar Square range, riding slowly among the scattered cattle, observing them closely.
Tonto, there's another cow with Pablo's brand.
Ah.
We've been riding for only 2 hours, and we've seen no less than 100 like it.
Not deep. Train.
I would have sworn Dan Crawford was no rustler.
Him good feller.
This seems to bear out what Pablo claims.
Pablo say ranch someday belong to him.
If Dan really stole all these cows, Pablo would almost have an honest claim to the Bar Square.
There another cow.
With Pablo's brand.
There's
something wrong about this.
Not what Tonto thinks.
Dan Crawford wouldn't have been foolish enough to steal another man's cattle without changing their brands. Even if he were dishonest.
Not right.
And there was never any question about his honesty until he suddenly disappeared.
Pablo say Dan dead.
If Dan was killed, where's his body? And Pablo was the first to spread the story of Dan's death.
Tonto know that.
Pablo has been in several crooked deals before this, so nothing could be proved against him.
Him plenty smart feller.
I feel sorry for those two girls if he's plotting against them.
You talked with Ben?
I spoke to Betty while she and Molly were waiting for the stage. And that's another thing.
What's that?
Pablo was waiting for the same stage. He might have been looking for an opportunity to get acquainted with them.
That may be right.
Toto, are you sure you heard Pablo say he'd have the Bar Square before long?
Him talk plenty big. Him say him get ranch soon now.
And he told that to the sheriff?
But
he couldn't claim the ranch without proof of ownership. No matter how many of his cows were found on it.
Pablo say him show lawman proof.
The only proof he could have would be a deed signed by Dan.
That's right.
He's got something up his sleeve. I wonder what it
you
could...
You look there.
Oh,
over.
Bar Square riders. They've seen us. They've stopped their horses.
Them shoot him at us.
Yes.
What we do?
We're leaving, Tonto.
You not get him?
No. I don't want to get close enough to be recognized.
Them breed.
They are. Come on,
get
Silver. Over.
Right, fella.
Tonto, you understand now why I didn't want to be recognized?
I do not know.
There were no breeds on this ranch when Dan was here.
Oh.
They looked to me like some of Pablo's men from across the border.
That's right.
That's true. Something is wrong. As long as they don't know us, we can keep an eye on them. Come on, Silver.
Molly and Betty, saddened by the report of their uncle's death, took up their residence in the large Bar Square ranch house. We see Molly 2 days later in the living room. She has just heard Betty's hurried steps on the porch outside.
Molly!
Whatever's the excitement, Betty?
Oh, Molly, what do you think?
Oh, you've been running faster than it's good for you.
I was just talking to a half-breed.
Yeah?
And he said Uncle Dan had been a cattle thief.
A half-breed said that?
I was just talking to him. That's why I ran to tell you.
Well, you don't believe that.
I don't know. He said nearly all the ranches around here got their start that way.
Where'd that breed come from?
You remember the man we met on the stage?
Senor Venado?
That's the one. The man I talked to is with him. They have a camp just beyond our ranch.
What in the world are they doing there? I thought Senor Venado was a rancher.
I don't really know. It's something about business here, I guess.
Business?
This man I was talking to said most of the cattle Uncle stole belonged to Venado.
It can't be. I didn't know it can't be.
Oh, honest, Molly. I don't like to believe it myself, but
who's that?
Why, it's Pablo. The man we met on the stage.
The other man's wearing a star.
The sheriff. Come in.
It's business, miss. Can we come in?
Of course.
You're here? I did not believe the word of Pablo when he told you we shall meet again.
What is your business here?
I have the paper to show you.
A paper?
Well, he saw.
I don't understand.
You will read the paper, eh? It will explain itself.
Give it to me. Molly, what is it? Now, Betty, just wait. Why, this says that Uncle deeded the ranch over to Pablo Venado.
As I have told you before, I am Senor Pablo Venado.
No, but how? Why?
It looks legal enough to me, miss. According to that there writing, the Bar Square belongs to Pablo here, all right.
But Uncle wouldn't do a thing like that.
I'm right sorry, but...
And is it the Senor Crawford wished to pay me what he owed me?
What he owes you?
He steal my cattle. He start this rancho with what is mine. Without what he steal, he have nothing.
Molly, that's just what the cowboy was telling me.
I don't know what to do, what to say.
Look here, Mr. Pablo or Senor Venado or whatever you call yourself. How did you get that paper?
Your uncle, he write it out when he sees about to die. He do not wish to die without paying the debt.
But where is Uncle?
Who knows?
But surely...
Well, pardon, miss, but Pablo said two hombres brought in the paper, then lit out.
Well, why would they do a thing like that?
Shucks, that's easy to figure out. Maybe they was the fellows that shot your uncle. And maybe they figured they'd be hung for it, even if they wasn't to blame.
And you say this paper's legal?
Looks to me like it.
Oh, Betty, what'll we do?
I don't know. If only that cowboy I talked to when we were waiting for the stage was here. I'll bet he'd know what to do.
Well, please to leave this ranch at once.
Oh, no.
You will do as I say or else
I'll... Hold on there, Pablo. I'm backing up your play because you seem to have the right on your side. But I ain't going to stand by and let you throw these here girls off the place without no notice.
Thank you, Sheriff.
I will give you 3 days. But on the third day, you...
What the...
A mess, comrade.
Who are you?
Let me see that paper.
An outlaw. Get out, or I'll...
Hey, Sheriff.
A gun!
What is it you want?
I look at that paper, Miss Crawford.
But...
Nah.
Sheriff, he would destroy it.
There ain't nothing I can do, Pablo.
Here you are. I've seen all I need to.
Give it to me. It is mine.
There you are.
Rumba, you're not...
On your way. What? Get out, both of you.
Hurry, Sheriff. We'll call the man. They'll capture these hombres.
I'm coming.
You let them go. They'll call the man. You'll be captured.
I'll take my chance on that.
But...
I've no time to explain. You a copy of your uncle's handwriting?
There's a letter.
That'll do. Quickly.
It's on the table here.
Who are you? Why are you here?
Listen to me. Don't leave the ranch until I see you again.
But can't you tell us what...
Not now. Is that the letter?
Yes, but I don't understand.
I'll tell you everything later.
The men are coming after you.
May I have this letter?
Yes. Somehow I feel I can trust
you. I'll leave by that open window. But remember what I said. Don't give Pablo the ranch before you hear from me.
Honey, you'll be caught.
Steady, Silver Old Boy. Ha!
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue the story. When Molly and Betty Crawford arrived from Louisiana at the Bar Square Ranch, owned by their uncle Dan Crawford, they were told that Dan had been shot, and also that he had deeded the ranch to Pablo Venado just before his death. The Lone Ranger, investigating the circumstances surrounding Dan's disappearance, inspected the deed produced by Pablo and warned the girls not to give up the ranch before they heard from him again. Now, as our second act opens, we see the masked man and Tonto riding just beyond the Bar Square range.
Pablo's camp isn't far from here, Tonto.
Pablo not there now.
No, this is the day he threatened to take over the ranch. I saw him riding to town to get the sheriff. But several of his men are in camp. They won't join Pablo until the ranch is actually his.
That's right.
I still don't believe that Dan Crawford is dead.
I don't think you're right.
If he were dead, his body would be found. And Pablo's story about getting that deed from men who disappeared right away doesn't ring true.
You think Sheriff Crooked?
No, but he was too easily convinced by Pablo. You remember when I visited the Bar Square the other day?
I don't remember.
I saw the paper that Pablo claimed had been written by Dan just before he died.
What did it say?
Just what Pablo said he did. But when I let Pablo and the sheriff leave the ranch house, I got a sample of Dan's handwriting.
Why you do that?
I wanted to compare it with the paper Pablo showed. I saw the paper for only a moment, but I think it's a clever forgery.
Not bad.
I told Pablo and the sheriff to get out of the house so that Pablo wouldn't know I was after more of Dan's handwriting.
Oh.
Now we're going to see if we were right about all this.
Pablo camp not far now.
Yes, it's just over the next hill.
Maybe better you leave Tonto now, huh?
You know exactly what you're to do?
Tonto, no.
Ride into their camp. Tell them the story I suggested. I'll be watching to see that you come to no harm.
Tonto not afraid.
Here's an arroyo. I'll ride this way.
Tonto, see you later.
Right. Come on, Silver.
Plenty we catch Pablo feller. Him plenty smart. White friend of Tonto. Plenty smart, too. There Pablo camp, white feller. And there feller named Chico.
What
do you think you want here, eh? Tonto, talk at you. Oh, white feller. Oh,
oh. There's no business here. You will leave at once.
Me tell him you knew.
See?
You not listen, you get in heap bad trouble.
What is this news you speak of?
Chico, with this Indian.
Wait one. It is something of importance he had to say.
Well, out with it.
You know feller named Dan?
Senor Crawford?
That right.
What about him?
Tonto see him.
What is that?
It is impossible.
Tonto tell truth.
Listen, you try to play the trick on Chico and you will die. Where is it you see the gringo?
Him ride to town.
If he ever scares
you. Still one. You are sure you do not make the mistake?
Him big feller wear red whisker.
Senor Crawford has a red mustache.
Tonto Nome, good
one. Let's Pedro, let Senor Crawford get away.
If that is so, then Pablo will get in trouble.
It is for us to make sure.
Say, and at once.
Tonto, go now.
You will please not to move. One move and I, Chico, will shoot you.
I will get my horse.
Why you keep Tonto here?
You know too much. You will stay where I can watch you.
You think Tonto not tell truth?
That is something it will not take much time to learn. And if you have not,
what then?
You will die.
I am ready, Chico.
Good. Make haste to let the gringo have escaped.
See.
If he have, we must ride the Juan Pablo. If he have not, then we shall see why the Indian have tried to trick us. Now go.
Get up. Get up.
And you, pig of an Indian, pray that you have not lied to Chico. Or if you have, it shall be my pleasure to show you what can be done with a knife.
While Pablo, accompanied by the sheriff, prepared to take possession of the bar square, his servant, the breed Juan, was riding away to learn whether or not Dan Crawford had escaped, as Tonto claimed. We see the other breed, Chico, as he stands guard over Tonto several hours later.
Why does not Juan come? It should not take him this long to make his journey.
Tonto think him come now.
Eh?
He hear horse not far off.
It is. It is Juan.
Him ride plenty fast.
What? What is it you have learned?
The Indian. They lie.
Senor Crawford is safe?
Say, Pedro keep watch on him night and day. There is no way for him to escape.
You see the gringo with your own eyes.
I saw and talk with him.
Caramba. What have you to say?
Tonto, not talk.
But you will. You see this knife? See how the blade she shines.
You not scared, Tonto.
And the edge, how sharp she is. One stroke, like this. And you no tell no more lies.
Do not waste time talking, Chico.
I waste no more time. I will...
Ah!
Mask off, Ray.
Get back!
Tonto Penny can't see you.
Stab him!
See, I will! You shoot my knife.
You're lucky I didn't shoot to kill.
Tonto, get him, you now.
Hold him, Tonto.
Get away.
I give up. I do not wish to die.
You should die, but we haven't time to waste on you now.
What we do?
First we'll tie these men safely. And then we have another ride ahead of us.
In the meantime, Pablo and the sheriff had reached the Bar Square Ranch. The girls, defiant but secretly without hope, did their best to postpone the time of their departure. Molly is speaking.
Sheriff, do we have to leave the ranch?
I sure am sorry, miss, but the 3 days is up, and I can't make Pablo wait no longer.
The ranch is mine. Why should I wait?
I wish I could be sure about that.
You do not yet believe it?
No, I don't.
That do not matter. I have the paper wrote by Senor Crawford, your uncle. I have the sheriff here to see that I got what is mine. There is nothing that you can do.
I'm afraid he's right, Betty.
I see that the two of you get back to town all right.
And I will be most happy to pay your fares back to where you came from.
We wouldn't take anything from you. I'd rather die.
That is for you to decide.
We're all packed.
Yes. I'll just get the bag.
There's a buckboard out in front, miss.
Thank you.
I'm so very sorry that you come here only to meet with so great disappointment. But then, what would you have?
I'm ready.
I'll take that bag, miss, and then...
Sheriff!
Huh?
By thunder, I just seen Dan Crawford riding this way.
What's that?
No. Dan?
Well, you couldn't have. Dan's dead. I think I don't know Dan when I see him. He's coming this way with two fellas on big white horses.
I do not believe it.
If it's really Dan,
stop, Bunya, I tell you it is. I seen him when he was topping the rise over yonder.
What does this mean, Pablo?
Do not move.
It's you, watch out.
Dan's alive. You lied to us, Pablo.
Something is going wrong. But you will not catch Pablo Venado.
Blast you.
Then raise your arms. Good. Now, Miss Molly and Miss Betty, you will walk out of this house ahead of me.
What are you doing? You're a crook.
Do not hesitate.
Otherwise, I shall be forced to shoot.
If you hadn't got the draw on me, I...
But I am. Now march.
We'd better do as he says, Molly.
Yes.
I'm watching you. One false move will be the last.
You can't get away with this, Pablo.
I will soon be across the border, and then your law cannot touch me.
But the girls...
If I am safe, then they will be sent back. If I am followed... And then, who can say?
You wouldn't harm us.
Irene, maybe I will not. The horses, they're just over there.
I'm not very good at riding.
Come on, Silver!
Hurry!
And I've never ridden anywhere but side saddle.
Blue, he's already too late.
Don't point that gun at us.
I will shoot if it... What is this happening now?
That is your rope.
Get them all right.
You're all through, Pablo. Nothing you can say will help you now.
Sheriff, get some men. Have them escort this man over the border.
Boys, hurry up. Help the masked man. Do what he says.
Hey, you're the same masked fellow as here the other day.
Yes, Sheriff.
But what's this all about?
I can tell you about it, Sheriff.
By golly, Dan, it's sure good to see you again. I figured you was dead a long time ago.
Dead.
And this is Molly and Betty.
But where did you come from?
Now, hold on. Just give me the chance to tell you.
Please.
It was the masked fellow that got me out of all this alive.
Yeah?
He was telling me about it on the way here. He had his engine fired, tell a couple of Pablo's fellas that I'd got away. They'd been holding me prisoner in an old shack back in the hills.
Well, I'll be doggone.
They fell for the engine story, and one of them rode over to the shack to make sure I was still there.
And then what happened?
That's the best part of it. The breed named Chico held on to the engine, but the masked fella, he trailed the other breed and found where I was.
The masked fella thought of that?
He sure did. He roped them breeds and set me free. Then he brought me here.
And just in time. Oh, Uncle, we're so glad to see you.
Well, just a minute, Dan. I sort of hate to ask it, but what about them cows of Pablo's that's been found on your range?
Shucks, it was Pablo brung them there.
Huh?
That's a fact. I found that out for myself when they was holding me. They brought him across the border and threw him on my range just so it looked bad for me.
Of all the low-down, sneaking, ornery tricks.
Well, it don't matter now.
Where's the masked man gone to?
Ain't he around?
There he is.
Him and the engine.
Wait! Hey, I want to talk to you. Well, I'll be doggone of all the things to do. Save my life and my ranch, then hightail without even waiting to be thanked.
He's riding away, Uncle. But he'll never be able to ride so far that we'll forget what he's done for us.
Come on, Silver, old fellow! We're on the trail of Golf Witten! Hi-yo, Silver!
Have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Hail, Silver! Away!
fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o, Silver, the Lone Ranger. When the early pioneers settled in the western United States, they kept many of their eastern customs, but they were unable to maintain law and order in the new territory. Outlaws preyed on the honest settlers. Cattle was stolen, banks were looted, and no man's property was safe. That was when the masked rider of the plains first rode in the cause of justice. No man did more in the fight against crime and criminals, and the memory of his deeds will remain as long as the memory of the early West itself. Now return with us once more to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Wellsville! Someone's waiting on the trail ahead! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The town of Wellsville was founded by Zeb Wells, an Easterner. Its citizens were old neighbors and friends of Zeb from the East, and it was Zeb's money that had made it possible for them to settle in the new country. Zeb refused either to follow the customs or to be friendly with the people of the West, and the other inhabitants of Wellsville, because of their debt to him, were forced to obey his wishes. As the first scene of our drama opens, we see Nate Porter, the marshal, hailing who just entered town.
Hold on there.
Staying in town for a while, you're going right on through.
Reckon we'll stay a while, won't we, Money?
Reckon we will, Doc. What's it to you, Marshal?
Well, if you're staying, you'll have to hand over them shooting irons you're wearing.
Eh? What's that?
You're loco.
Them's the rules, and I'm here to enforce them.
I never heard of such a thing afore.
Is that some more of them darn fool notions of Zeb Wells?
It was Zeb giving me my orders. You fellow strangers here?
Yeah.
And how come you'd know about Zeb?
Shucks, everyone around these parts has heard about the crazy things he does.
Is it a fact old Zeb won't let none of the girls in this town keep company with anybody that ain't from the East?
It sure is.
And he won't let nobody but Easterners stay in town unless they're on business?
Well, not that exactly. There ain't no way to stop strangers from coming here. They just ain't made welcome, that's all.
You don't talk like no Easterner.
I ain't. But Zeb had to have a fella that's handy with a gun for town marshal, so he hired me.
This is sure the darnest setup I ever seen.
Give me your shooting irons. You can have them back when you're ready to move on.
All right. Here's mine.
They'll be in my office when you want them.
And here's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Money. Let's get going.
Yeah. Say, Marshal, there's two more fellas coming. Them fellas on two big white horses. You're taking their guns, too?
I sure am. There ain't nobody comes to this town without handing over his gun belt.
Come on.
Get up there.
I don't know whether I should have let them fellas stop in town at all. They're sure a pair of tough-looking hombres. Hey, you fellas!
Oh, boy, steady there. Here's my gun belt, Marshal.
Here, mine. Oh, well, I'll be doggoned. How'd you fellas savvy what I stopped you for?
We heard it was the rule here.
Well, it ain't none of my doings. But I reckon Zeb's have is what he wants.
He seems to have definite opinions about everything.
He has that.
Especially about Westerners.
Chuck, Zeb ain't a bad feller. But he's just come out this way, and he's still got the notion there ain't no Westerner was ever any good.
I see. Come on, Tonto.
Your guns will be in my office, stranger.
Very well. Come on,
Tonto. In one point, fella.
Where are those two men going who were talking to the marshal just before we rode up, Kemosabe?
Them stopped by a livery barn.
They looked to me like Dolph Layton and Monty Meegan. When we saw Bolivar Bates and Hacksaw Hastings, they told us Dolph and Monty were riding this way.
Them two fellas, outlaws.
Dolph and Monty are two of the worst outlaws in this section.
What them do here?
That's what I want to find out.
How you find out?
First, I want to have a talk with Zeb Wells.
Him plenty strange feller.
I've heard a lot about him lately. And from what I've heard, I'm afraid he's heading for trouble.
Why you think that?
He's prejudiced against everything Western.
That right.
For instance, he won't allow his people to carry guns.
That bad.
Zeb insists that only bullies and outlaws need guns. He isn't aware that if outlaws carry guns, honest people must do the same to protect themselves. Wellsville has no bank. People here take the money to Zeb and he keeps it in his safe.
Maybe outlaw know that.
That would be a temptation to any outlaw. Zeb sometimes has thousands of dollars in his safe, from what I've been told.
Not heap plenty cash.
That's why I wanted to come here when I learned that Dolph and Monty would be in town. I may plan to take advantage of Zeb's ignorance of Western ways.
Maybe that's right.
Tonto, I want you to follow Dolph and Monty.
Tonto, do that.
Try to hear everything they say. And in the meantime, I'll look over the town before calling on Zeb.
Tonto, leaving you now.
Right. Come on, Silver.
Young Cliff Dolan had been born in the West. And now was the owner of a small but prosperous ranch, not many miles distant from Wellsville. We see him as he enters the general store run by Zeb Wells in town.
Howdy, Rita.
Cliff, what are you doing here?
I come to see your pa.
Oh, no.
I told you I was. And I ain't afraid of him, even if he is Zeb Wells.
Oh, Cliff, if he should find out I've been seeing you...
That's just what I figure on telling him.
But you can't...
Well, where is he?
He just stepped back in the storeroom. Please leave before he comes.
Now, honey... You can't do that. We might just as well settle things once and for all.
You can't talk to Father.
I aim to tell him you and me plan on getting hit.
He'll be furious.
Maybe he will, and maybe he won't. But I don't hanker to keep on sneaking behind his back. He's going to find out right now how things stand.
Oh, Cliff, wait. Please wait.
But, Rita, there ain't no sense in it.
You don't know. He may change his mind about things after a while, and you know I'll always wait for you.
Sure, I savvy you love me, honey. Just the same way I'm crazy about you. But it ain't fair to any of us to let things go on the way they've been.
I think I hear Father coming.
Well, that's just fine.
Go. Please go. If he gets into one of his terrible tempers...
Rita!
Yes, Father?
Where's this young man you're talking to? Customer?
Why, he...
I ain't no customer, Mr. Wells.
Yes?
I come to tell you I aim to marry your girl.
What's that?
And Rita wants to marry me, too.
Rita, this true?
Yes, it is.
Get out of here, young man.
Now, look here, Mr. Wells. That ain't no way to act. There ain't nothing you could have against me.
I said get out.
Not till I've said all I come to say.
You'll get now or I'll take a whip to you.
Father, there's a customer.
He can wait. Won't have any young whippersnapper like this defying me.
Mr. Wells, I got a ranch and cash in the bank over to Leadville. I ain't a drinking man nor a gunfighter neither. I can't see why you...
No daughter of mine will marry a Westerner.
But you ain't...
I know your breed. You're ruffians. Nothing but ruffians, the whole lot of you.
That ain't so.
When I founded this town... I said no one living here would have anything to do with your kind.
Father, can't you be reasonable?
I am reasonable. I'm saving you from a foolish mistake.
Well, you might as well know right now that I ain't giving Rita up.
Do you see this whip?
What do you aim to do with that?
I said I'd take a whip to you if you didn't leave.
You better leave, Cliff.
There ain't a man alive can drive me out of any place.
No, well, I'll show you. That was just a warning. Next time I'll be across your back.
Why, you...
I warned you.
I'll fix you for that.
And here's another. I know you don't. Let go my arm.
Not until you drop that whip.
Get back, stranger.
Drop that whip. Drop it.
I can handle my own fights.
There isn't going to be a fight. Get out, Cliff.
I'll do no such thing.
Lucy says, Cliff.
Don't you understand the trouble you've made for me already?
But I tell you,
one that's punished for what's happened, not you.
Go on, Cliff.
I'll go. But it won't be you that's making me go, Mr. Wells.
If I ever see you near my daughter again, I'll horsewhip you within an inch of your life.
I'm sorry about the way things had to turn out, Rita.
So am I, Cliff.
So long. But I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye.
All right. You can have your whip back, Zeb.
Confound you. What right do you have to interfere? You a friend of his?
I'm a friend of all Westerners.
Just as I thought. You can get out of here, too.
I came here to talk to you. I hope to persuade you that the course you're following is wrong.
By thunder. What's that?
Just cowboys letting off steam, Zeb.
Shooting off guns in town. I won't stand for it.
There's no harm in it. It's just a custom.
Where's the marshal? Why'd he take your guns away? I'll see to this. Out of my way, Redskin.
Him plenty man.
I apologize for the way Father talked. He isn't always this way. Really, he isn't. But Cliff...
I know.
Was there something you wanted?
Only to talk to your father. But I'm afraid that's hopeless.
Yes. He won't listen to anybody.
Come, Tyler.
Come back later. He may be more reasonable then.
Thank you. What did you learn, Kemosabe?
Tonto hear him talk.
Dawson, Marty? What did they say?
Me learn. There's plenty other feller with them.
They have a gang?
That's right.
I wonder where the rest of the gang is.
Maybe we trail them, Dawson.
That's a good idea. Steady, Silver.
Then leave town only short time.
We'll see if we can pick up the trail. They must have something planned if they're here with the gang. And I'm afraid it won't do any good to talk with Zeb now.
Why, that?
I'll tell you about it later, Tonto. But now we're in a hurry. Come on,
get
Silver.
Get him up, white fella.
The two outlaws, Doss Layton and Monty Meegan, were careful to avoid the regular trails when they left Wellsville. They headed straight for the hills and a dense forest. We see them now as they enter the clearing where their gang is camped.
Hi there, Link.
Hello, fellas. What'd you find out?
Oh, plenty.
This is going to be just about the easiest stunt we ever done.
Yeah.
Bonnie's right. That blame fool Zeb Wells couldn't have fixed things better for us.
Well, that's why I said it might be a good notion coming here.
And it was the best notion you ever had, Link. I'm telling you, there ain't nobody in town even carries a gun except in the town marshal. That's a good one.
What's more, when some cowboys come riding into town from off the range, firing their guns and whooping it up, you'd have thought everybody in town would go loco.
Even old Zeb himself beat it out of his store to stop him.
Zeb did that.
Weren't only him. The blacksmith, the hotel clerk, the fellow in the feed store, the whole bunch of them come running to give the marshal a hand.
Well, I'll be doggone.
And it was just that to give us our scheme.
Yeah.
You tell him about it, Dolph. It was your idea.
How would you fellas like to be cowboys for maybe an hour or so?
Go ahead, Dolph.
Well, it's like this. When I seen how all the folks in town rushed to help the marshal when them cowboys rode in, I figured you fellas could do the same thing.
How do you mean?
I suppose you know all the cash in town is mostly kept in Zeb Wells' safe.
Yeah, that's because they ain't got no bank yet.
Well, if you fellas rode into town firing your guns in the air and making a plenty noise, that'd give me and Money a chance of that safe while nobody was around.
My golly, that ain't a bad idea.
Zeb would be out of his store like a flash as soon as he heard the commotion.
And Dolph and me'd be right there to open the safe with blasting powder.
But that'd be heard.
Not if you fellas made enough noise.
Just a second. If there ain't none of them carrying guns but the marshal, why can't we just ride into town and help ourselves without trying to fool them?
Sure, we could do that. Then it'll be known who was the outlaws. This way, there won't be no one to see us. And there ain't no way for it to be proved you was working with us.
I reckon you're right at that.
All you fellas got to do is make a commotion. Do you see us riding out of town? And when we meet you in camp, there'll be cash enough for all of us. And all because old Zeb is too darn stubborn to savvy what's good for him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
we'll continue the story. Zeb Wells brought a group of Easterners to the West and founded the community of Wellsville. But he stubbornly refused to adopt Western customs or make Western friends. And a group of outlaws, led by Dolph Layton and Monty Meegan, planned to take advantage of this. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger had been following their trail closely. As our second act opens, early the following day, we see the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, riding toward the ranch of Cliff Dolan, a friend of Zeb's daughter, Rita.
I hope we find Cliff at his ranch, Tonto.
Ah!
We know the outlaws plan to enter town this afternoon, but we need help to trap them.
Tonto, think Cliff help us.
If we'd had more time, I would have told Zeb what we heard when we trailed the outlaws to their camp.
Him not believe you.
I was afraid he wouldn't. And then that much time would have been wasted. And there was something else.
What that?
Zeb hates all Westerners.
Tonto know that.
He needs something to show him that he's been mistaken. Most of the people in town would like to live on good terms with their Western neighbors. But they feel they must obey Zeb.
That's right.
So all we have to do is show Zeb that he's wrong, and the situation will be cleared up.
You got plans?
I have. But it depends on Cliff.
There, his ranch.
And I think that's Cliff sitting on a horse next to the corral.
Him see us?
Yes, he's riding this way. He won't recognize me with his mask on. When I met him yesterday, I was disguised.
Hi there.
I want to speak to you, Cliff.
What in blazes? Your mask.
Whoa, there's a move.
An outlaw. Well, I'll shoot
him. You don't shoot him.
Give me back my gun. You snatch it right out of my holster.
Tonto, keep him gone. Give him you later.
Bless you, I want
you'll get your gun back, Cliff.
But I tell you...
Right now, I want your help.
What help could I give you?
You're in love with Rita Wells?
What if I am?
I happen to know that outlaws are planning to rob her father.
What's that?
Otto and I trailed them to their camp and overheard their plans.
That's a darn funny thing for an hombre like you to be telling me.
If I were an outlaw, I'd say nothing about it.
Yeah, there's something to that.
I have a way to capture the outlaws and show Zeb that he was wrong.
You mean it might fix it so he wouldn't object to me and Rita keeping company?
I do.
I don't know.
Everything depends on your willingness to help.
By golly, I'll do it. Anyhow, I'll listen to what you have to say. And if it makes sense, then I'm with you.
Good. Now, this is what we'll have to do.
The outlaws had completed their plans for the raid upon Wellsville. We see them now, their horses saddled and their guns loaded, as they discuss the final details.
I reckon you fellas have got most everything straight now.
Yeah, how soon do you want us fellas to follow you into town, Dolph?
Just give me and Monty 5 or 10 minutes. Then come riding in as noisy as you can.
Yeah.
Just a second, Dolph. How about blasting powder for the safe? I was forgetting about that.
I weren't.
But I don't see none.
Just keep your shirt on, Monty. Old Zeb is going to give us the powder for blowing up his own safe.
Huh?
Why should we carry any? We have to give our guns to the marshal. And if he sees us carrying blasting powder into town, he's liable to suspicion something.
Yeah, I know, but
I... Zeb's got some in his store. We'll buy it from him. Then when he's out, we'll just take back our own cash with the rest of it.
I got to hand it to you, Dolph.
Ain't you taking extra guns with you?
Sure. Got them hidden inside our shirts.
We'll give our gun belts to the marshal, and he won't never think of looking for more shooting irons.
And most likely we won't need them if everything goes off all right. The main thing is, make all the commotion you can.
You just leave that to me and the boys.
Set one of the fellas to watch the general store. If he sees any trouble, the rest of you can come and help us out.
Yeah.
But if he sees us come out and get on our horses, he can give you the high sign, and you can all light out and get away.
I won't forget.
You got our horses there, Marty?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get going.
We'll be seeing you, fellas.
You're darn right you will.
Get up there. Come on.
Get up there. Come on.
Let us flash ahead to Zeb Wells' general store in town. The old man, still bitter toward Cliff Dolan, is speaking with his daughter, Rita.
You haven't seen anything of young Dolan since yesterday, have you?
No, Father.
Yeah, you'd better not.
Father, can't you realize how wrong you are? Cliff is one of the nicest men I've ever met.
They're all the same.
Oh,
haven't I seen them gambling, drinking, gunfighting. I won't have a daughter of mine associating with them.
I suppose there's no use trying to argue with you.
None at all.
Oh, there's the marshal.
Howdy, Mr. Wells.
Hello, Marshal. Quiet in town today.
Yep. Just took some guns off a couple of strangers. They didn't make no trouble.
Strangers?
Well, not exactly. They was in town yesterday, but I never seen them before that.
Hmm.
I got some cash here. Reckon you could put it in your safe for me?
Be glad to.
Here it is.
Close to $40 there. Mm-hmm. You're saving your money.
Shucks. There ain't nothing else to do with it in town.
I'll put it away for you now. Safe's open.
You got a sight of cash there.
Close to $10,000. Won't be long before we'll be needing a bank here.
Not by the looks of it.
There. It's all locked up good.
Well, there's the strangers now I was speaking of. They're coming up the steps.
I see them. Good afternoon.
Howdy. You got some blasting powder here, mister?
Why, of course.
What we want is blasting powder, fuse, and caps.
Yes, I can sell them to you all right. Blasting out some trees, are you?
Nope. We're using it to get gold.
Oh, you're miners.
You might call it that.
Yeah, it's right over here. I'll get it and...
Blast it, Mr. Wells.
More cowboys?
It sure sounds like it.
Sounds like there's plenty of them.
Most noise I've heard yet in town.
Well, don't stand there, Marshal. Do something. Stop them.
I'm going to.
You may need help. I'll go along with you.
Father, you were waiting on these men.
You can wait on them.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it you wanted?
Just stand there. That's all we want. The first move you make, we're liable to shoot you. All right, Monty, get going. I forgot about the girl here. That ain't going to make no difference. Just get the blasting powder ready and we'll blow up that safe.
In the town's main street, a band of mounted men were whooping and firing their guns in the manner common to cowboys celebrating their arrival in town. From all sides, the townspeople, aroused by the shooting, ran to aid the town marshal.
The blame fools! What do they think they're doing? Hold on there! Stop that racket!
Stop in the name of the law! Stop it, I tell you!
Lay down, old friend, or you're going to jail!
Back in the store, Doff and Monty wasted no time. They prepared the blasting powder, lit the fuse, then stood back, waiting for the explosion.
It'll blow up in just a second, Doff.
You crook!
Shut up.
Watch it. The door's blown clean off.
Now to get the cash.
You can't get away with this.
You just think we can't. Come on, Doff.
Curly, I never seen so much gold and silver before. It fell all over the floor.
Pick it up. We gotta hurry.
I'll call the marshal.
Get him,
honey. Hey, you.
Let go.
He warned you.
Get your hands off me.
Higher up, honey.
That's what I'm gonna do. The blame wildcat.
You coward.
Let her go.
What the? There's a dozen of them. Henry, come. You're robbing the store, you low-down coyote.
Put up your hands. You ain't gonna get me up.
Oh, my hands.
All right, Monty. Enough of your hands, or I'll shoot your gun away.
Where's my gun? And I'm raising my hands. Don't shoot me. What's going on here?
Father.
Zeb, these outlaws blew open your safe and were stealing your cash.
Oh, what's that?
But with Cliff's help, they were captured.
Marty, where's our fellas? Why don't they come to help us out?
They're all prisoners, Dolph.
But
we made them prisoners just as soon as you left camp this afternoon.
But who was doing all the shooting outside just now?
That was my fellas from the ranch. We caught your gang, then headed for town and hooked it up so you'd go ahead with your scheme.
We had to do it that way. If you hadn't blown the safe, there would have been nothing against you.
Hold on. Let me get this straight.
Zeb, this was all your own fault. These men would never try to trick like this if they had thought they were going against armed men.
But
they never would have been captured if Cliff and his men, the same Westerners you've misjudged, hadn't come to your help.
They saved me close to $10,000. If it had been taken, I'd have had to pay it back.
You would. Every penny of it.
It would have ruined me.
I hope that now you believe they're friends.
After the way I've talked, I'm not so sure they want to be my friends.
Shucks, Mr. Wells. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones.
Thank you.
But how'd you know this was going to happen? How'd you find out about these crooks?
It was the masked fellow and Tonto that done that. They trailed them to their camp and heard what they was planning.
But why wasn't I told?
The masked fella figured you might be sore at him after his taking that whip away from you.
Is that the same man?
Sure it is. He talked me into taking the fellas that worked for me and capturing the other crooks when these two left for town. The rest of the gang planned to do just what we done. Come yelling and shooting.
And without guns, we could have done nothing.
The masked fella was sure enough right about that.
I think I've been wrong about a number of things. But I've had my eyes opened at last.
You have. And it was the masked fella that done it.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Cisco Kid. Till then, have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.